end of the first half, a half in which the Lakers had threatened to come back in this football game, turned the football over a couple times, both leading to touchdowns, and now the Reese Rockets with a 29-2 lead. And Jason, you're going to orchestrate a trade. You're going to trade the halftime scores with the PA guy
for names,
especially number 75 of the Lakers. So why don't we take a break? We will come back, and we'll do a little bit of playoff talk here as it's halftime, 29-2. Rockets with the lead over the Lakers. You are listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Do you live in the country and can't get high-speed internet service? Well, we have news for you. This is Brenda Hearn, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive from Huron County.
This is Tracy Schutte, Sales Executive from Sanilac County. Thumb Cellular is now offering 3G internet service to your home or business.
That's right, Tracy. This is Len Jensen, Sales Executive from Tuscola County. No matter where you live in Huron, Sanilac, or Tuscola County, Thumb Cellular's 3G internet is now available with wireless access throughout your home or business. You can link multiple computers on the internet, all at the same time.
So give your home or business high-speed internet with Thumb Cellular. Call one of our sales executives. We can come to your home or business, answer any questions, and we'll install and set up your internet service and wireless router.
If you're in Sanilac County, call me, Tracy Schutte, at 810-414-5200.
If you live in Tuscola County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
And if you're in Huron County, call me, Brenda Hearn, at 989-551-3908.
Terms of service apply.
When it's time for braces, where do you go? Dr. Larry Agassin's office in Bad Axe. Hi, I'm Sarah Kaufman. Dr. Larry Agassin is a highly qualified orthodontist. If you or someone you know needs braces or some other form of orthodontic care, remember, you have one of the best in the business right here. Contact Dr. Larry Agassin for a free consultation. We are located at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office. Or call 989-269-6811. Trust your smile to Dr. Larry Agassin, supporting local sports and the future of Thumb Area Youth.
It's the 22nd anniversary celebration at Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. This Saturday, October 2nd, running all day long. Super specials on guns, crossbows, archery equipment, and accessories. Stop by for food and refreshments. Backwoods Hunt Club will be roasting a wild hog. Darton and Parker Factory representatives will be on hand with a full line of hunting bows and crossbows you can demo on site. Take $20 off any non-sale gun. Buy any Smith & Wesson M&P semi-automatic pistol in 9mm, 40 or 45 caliber for only $519. And get a $50 factory rebate, making your final cost just $469. Buy any Smith & Wesson J-Frame 38 Special for only $369 after $50 factory rebate. Randy's has 100 Ruger LCP 380 compact pistols and the new LRC lightweight compact revolver in 38 caliber with or without the laser grips. Thousands of guns on sale, including many factory limited editions, only available at Randy's Hunting Center. That's the 22nd anniversary sale at Randy's Hunting Center this Saturday.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always
Thumb National presents a rewards program where you choose where to spend those points. This is Deanne from Thumb National Bank. Each time you use your Thumb National Bank and Trust Company Master Money Card, you earn points. But unlike other rewards programs where it takes forever for your points to accumulate and you have only limited options on where to spend those points, You Choose Rewards changes all of that. Ask about the You Choose program at Thumb National and you'll be stunned by the hundreds of retailers where you'll earn big rewards and the millions of redemption choices. The more you use your card, the more points you earn. Just go to www.thumbnational.com and click on the You Choose Rewards link to sign up. It's that easy. Then you can start earning money while you shop.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with offices in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two offices in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead. ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Cotic Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
The Reese Rockets with the lead over the Lakers. And Jason, I thought we and the rest of the media were the only ones that worked on a Friday night, but let's give a shout out to the railroad workers here. We have a nice view of the train over the west that is trading cars with the convoy of train cars that came in. It's switching out stuff over there, so we get a nice view of what's happening over there as well. So
I think it's
quite a night.
The railroad workers and the farmers hard at work. I think a lot of the corn and the beans heading out of town here. But, yeah, it's been kind of a wild night here. Started out all innocent and calm, and then a few technical difficulties, a couple of safeties, a defensive touchdown, all kinds of wacky stuff going on here. I think it's October 31st instead of October 1st.
Are you sure it isn't Friday the 13th by some chance?
I know it was a couple of months ago, but maybe it's just now taking effect.
We've seen it quite a bit here. It's only halftime, so I can only imagine what the second half's going to bring. Why don't we go over some of the first half numbers there if you've got some of that stuff tallied up?
Yeah, I got a few here.
Okay.
Like the first quarter, I tending to some of our technical issues here. Troy Elbers for Reese, a 9-yard touchdown run. Then the Reese defense stepping up with a safety, giving Reese an 8-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. And then Reese on that the subsequent drive after the free kick by the Lakers. Kyle Yak on a 15-yard touchdown pass to Caleb Natkowski. And the extra point good, 15-0 Reese. The Lakers, a big play, big 15-play drive. No points, though. And Reese actually took over at the one-yard line on the very first play, the Lakers forcing a safety as well. So trading safeties here tonight, making it 15-2, Reese at the lead. The Lakers took over, but that's when things really went kind of south here for the Lakers tonight. Adam Loeffler for Reese intercepting Tim Warrack, taking it back for a 50-yard touchdown on the interception return, making it 22-2. Twos were wild there for a little while anyway, but that was at the 1:52 mark, and then one minute and 1 second later, after another Adam Loeffler interception, which he almost took back for a touchdown, got it down to the 11-yard line after picking it off near midfield. Yaklin again finding Natkowski, their second hookup of the game, this time from 11 yards out, giving Reese the 29-2 lead at the half. And right before the right on that interception, the second Adam Loeffler interception, the quarterback Tim Warrack injured on the play, did not return for the last couple of plays the Lakers ran at the end of the half, and we will try and get an update on his condition here in the second half. But right now, offensively for the Lakers, things looking pretty tough here. This Reese defense stepping up here. The Laker defense playing quite well as well, but with Reese having such good field position, it's hard to stop them when they have drives of 11 yards, 34 yards, and I believe on their first touchdown they had a short field as well. So makes things awfully tough for the defense if they can't get the good field position to stop the Rockets.
Jason, if you're Laker head coach George Guardian, we talked to him prior to getting set up tonight, and we asked him if he was going to put on a good show for us tonight, and he said, yeah, I hope so. And so far, I mean, they have, but they've come up short on a lot of their situations, and now the Rockets, of course, have taken command of the football game at a score of 29-2. If you're in the locker room, what do you tell the team that has played well defensively for stretches, but has not had a whole lot of success getting into the end zone?
Well, the offense, they just have to go back to the basics, whether it's just simple runs up the middle, off left tackle, off right tackle, because right now,